This is Psalm 77a.
With supplicating cry to God, my voice shall lifted be. Yes, unto God I lift my voice, and he will answer me. Through all the day I sought the Lord, when troubles on me pressed. Through all the night I stretched my hands, my soul refused to rest. Again as I remember God, this quietness prevails. And as I deeply meditate, my sighing spirit fails. For thou hast held my eyelids so that they are open wide. Yet I so deeply troubled them, to speak I have not tried. I thought on days and years gone by, recalled my song at night. I've meditated with my heart, my spirit searched for light.
This is Psalm 77b.
Forever will the Lord cast off, show favor nevermore. Forever has his mercy gone, will his word come no more. Has God forgotten all his grace? Has his compassion gone? Or can it be his mercies all he has in wrath withdrawn? Then I reply, such questions show my own infirmity. The firm right hand of him most high through years must changeless be. The Lord's desire remember will thy works of old recall. I'll ponder all which thou hast done and weigh thy wonders all. O God, most holy is thy way. What God is like our God? O God of miracles, thy strength thou hast made known abroad. Thou hast redeemed thy people all, the power of thine arm shown. Thy people, sons of Jacob are, and Joseph is thine own.
This is Psalm 77c.
The water sighted thee, O God, the water sighted thee. They were in anguish and the deep then trembled fearfully. Then from thick clouds the waters poured, a sound came from the sky. Thine arrows flashing here and there abroad began to fly. fly. Amid the whirlwinds of the sky, thy voice in thunder peal. Thy lightnings lightened up the world, the earth with trembling reeled. Thy way was in the troubled sea, thy path in waters deep. Thy footprints have remained unknown, none can their record keep. Thy people like a flock of sheep were led at thy command, by Moses and by Aaron kept and guided by their hand.
This is Psalm 78a.
O ye my people, to my law attentively give ear. The words that from my mouth proceed, incline yourselves to hear. My mouth shall speak a parable, the sayings dark of old, which we have lived to and known as by our fathers told. We will not hide them from their sons, but tell the race to come Jehovah's praises and his strength, the wonders he has done. His word he unto His law to Israel, and bade our fathers teach their sons the coming race to tell. That children yet unborn might know, and their descendants lead to trust in God, recall God's works and his commandments heed, and not be like their fathers were, a race of stubborn mood, which never would prepare its heart nor keep its faith with God.
This is Psalm 78b.
The sons of Ephraim were armed for bows, they did not lack. But when the day of battle came, faint-hearted they turned back. They did not keep God's covenant, nor walk in his commands. His wonders shown them, they forgot the deeds done by his hands. Great miracles he brought to pass before their father's sight. He split the sea to let them pass, the water stood aside. By day he led them with a cloud, all night a flame was guide. He split the rocks and gave them drink as from great deeps below. He from the rock brought running streams, like floods made waters flow.
This is Psalm 78c.
Yet in the desert still they sin, provoking the Most High. For in their heart they tested God, urged Him their love supply. They spoke against their God, they said, can even God provide a table in the wilderness that we may be supplied? Behold, He struck the rock and out gushed streams of water sweet. But can He give His people bread and send them flesh to eat? Because the Lord heard this, His wrath was kindled into flame on Jacob and on Israel. His indignation believe in God, nor trust His saving love. But still He opened heaven's doors, commanded clouds above, and rained His manna down on them. He gave them grain from heaven, and man partook of angels' food in His abundant skin. In heaven He made the east wind blow, the south wind felt His hand. So He rained meat on them like dust, wind fell like ocean sand. He let them fall amid their camp by tents on every side. And so they ate till they were filled, their greed He satisfied. They craved still more, mouths filled with food, God's wrath then on them fell. And subdued choice men of Israel. Yet still they sin, they disbelieve His wonders in the way. So in a breath He closed their days, their years in deep dismay.
This is Psalm 78d.
But when He killed them, they desired to seek Him eagerly. So they returned and searched for God with sense of urgency. They then remembered God to be their rock eternally, and knew that only God Most High could their Redeemer be. But they enticed Him with their mouth, and with their tongue they lied. Their heart was not sincere toward Him, His covenant they denied. But He forgave iniquity, in mercy did not slay. Aroused not all His wrath, but on His anger turned away. Thus He remembered they were flesh, that
This is Psalm 78E.
How oft rebelled they in the wilds, grieved in the desert sun. They often tested God, brought pain on Israel's Holy One. For they remembered not His hand, nor kept in mind the day when He in power redeemed them from their adversary sway. How He in Egypt wonders did, and signs in Zoan's field. He turned their rivers into blood, their streams no drink would yield. He sent devouring swarms of flies and frogs their land to spoil. To grasshoppers He gave their crops, to locusts all their toil. He killed their tender vines with hail, their sycamores with frost. He smote their flocks with thunderbolts, in hail their herds were lost. His heat of anger, fury, woe, and indignation burned. All these upon them He, as His destroying angels, turned. He for His anger smoothed a path, spared not their soul from death. But as a prey to pestilence, He gave away their bread. And over Egypt's land He smote their firstborn sons, their pride, until in all the tents of Ham their chief from strength had died.
This is Psalm 78F.
But His own people forth like sheep He brought with guiding hand, and led His people like a flock across the desert land. He led them safely that no fear among them might be found. But in the overwhelming sea their enemies were drowned. He brought them through the boundary into His holy land. This very mountain which He had possessed by His right hand. Before them He drove nations out, gave them inheritance. I measured what caused Israel's tribes to dwell within their tents. And yet they tempted God Most High, rebelled against His will. The testimonies He proclaimed, they disregarded still. They, like their fathers, backward turned in treachery and pride. Like shafts from a deceitful bow, they all did turn aside.
This is Psalm 78G.
With their high places they to wrath provoked Him constantly. And with their graven images aroused His jealousy. God heard and in His anger great rejected Him. be killed. Against his own inheritance, with anger he was filled. Their young men were devoured by fire, their maidens were unwed. And when their priests fell by the sword, no tears their widows shed.
This is Psalm 78H.
The Lord awoke us from a sleep like warriors cheered by wine. He drove his adversaries back, made their reproach a sign. Then Joseph's tent rejected he, on Ephraim would not count. But he the tribe of Judah chose, for he loves Zion's mount. And there exalted like the heights, he built his sanctuary. With lambs, it was his task to keep.